300 dairy farms in Wisconsin and two other states will be part of the $1 million project. It's funded by the USDA. Herds on both traditional and organic farms will be tracked for disease and milk production. There have been studies showing an organic cow may give 20 to 30% less milk. UW-Madison dairy science professor Pamela Ruegg says no one knows that for sure, but it may be due to feeding practices that rely more on grazing than grain.
The organic rules are pretty specific regarding nutritional management and regarding treatments that are allowed.
For instance, U.S. organic regulations do not allow the use of antibiotics if a cow gets sick. In Europe, this practice is allowed on organic dairy farms. There's speculation the U.S. prohibition may increase herd sickness, but researchers want to find out if this is true or not. Ruegg says the way dairy farmers manage their herd varies widely, and it's not well documented what works best for the health of the cows, whether it's organic or conventional farms. The study is expected to take 4 years to complete. The other two dairy states included are New York and Oregon. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.